Lawmakers in states across the country have passed bills to make police departments more accountable, but not in Missouri, and that's despite what happened there after the shooting death of a black 18-year-old last summer. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum explains why.
When Michael Brown's death sparked waves of protests and rioting throughout the St. Louis area, it was hard for State Senator Bob Dixon to turn away. The Springfield Republican traveled hundreds of miles to Ferguson last year because he felt that the state had a duty to act.
In my heart of hearts, I think that we always want to strive to do what is right. And when I see injustice, there is something in me that rises up. And I think there's a lot of people across Missouri that are the same way.
Dixon was part of a bipartisan group of Missouri lawmakers that tried to tackle thorny public policy problems exposed after Brown's shooting death. Key among them is how some small cities in St. Louis County aggressively ticketed poor minority motorists. In response, the legislature passed a bill limiting the percentage of traffic revenue cities could keep, which Republican House Speaker Todd Richardson says takes aim at a source of longstanding tension.
We ought to have been prioritizing this a long time ago. It's not right to have a system in our state where we've got municipalities that are basically funding the basic operations of government through traffic fines.
Railing against ticket-happy cities and courts may have been low-hanging legislative fruit in Missouri. Some other Ferguson-related bills didn't get enough traction. Expansions of body camera availability, an increase in law enforcement training, and a change to when police can use deadly force. State Representative Clem Smith says those were the type of issues that residents wanted them to address. But he says Republicans didn't have the political fortitude to take action.
So I think the plan was systematically not to put any bill that would have actually have helped Ferguson or other Ferguson-like situations put them forward.
While Missouri struggled, other states found more legislative success. Illinois and Maryland created databases tracking police shootings. New Jersey and Montana restricted the transfer of military-style weapons to local departments. And with the help of a bipartisan coalition, Texas State Senator Royce West got a body camera grant program through his deeply conservative legislature.
I would assure you that there was a great deal of sensitivity, and we were able to put together a bipartisan effort in order to move it through the Senate. And also, we got $10 million appropriated for that particular purpose.
So why didn't Brown's death inspire more legislative action in Missouri? Some point to philosophical disagreements, including whether body camera footage should be publicly available, an unrelated fight over labor unions, and the surprise resignation of Richardson's predecessor as speaker during the last week of the session didn't help. State Representative Michael Butler sees politics at play. The St. Louis Democrat says Republicans that control the legislature wanted to curry favor with traditionally Democratic law enforcement groups. He notes a continuing reluctance to address the most difficult issues.
It's not just legislators. Folks in Missouri are afraid to have the race conversation, even in the St. Louis area. We're afraid to talk about race, and it won't go away by doing nothing.
But Republican Senator Eric Schmidt, who sponsored the municipal courts bill, disagrees.
This was not a situation where we just passed a watered-down bill to say we passed a bill. I mean, this is something that, you know, will get at the root cause, I think, of the breakdown of trust between people in their government and people in their courts.
Lawmakers pledged to work on the legislature's unfinished business in next year's session. But it's clear that 10 months after Michael Brown's death, that Missouri still has a long way to go to move the public policy needle. For NPR News, I'm Jason Rosenbaum in St. Louis.